worked very, very hard in relation to the diaspora, you know, bringing African Americans, African Europeans to come to Ghana and Lekki for them as a place where they can come to pilgrimage. And we should have blown that up. So I can see that if we put the right things into place.
It looks like tourism in Ghana is only outside, those tourists coming in.
Yeah, but in internal tourism, has got to come about. If, for instance, I'm a Kenyan and I've never been to Cape Coast, it should be easy for me to jump on a bus or to get to look at the struggle. You go to a lorry park, which has no amenities. You have to wait in a queue, you will sweat, and you may not get there at the time. Where are you going to stay? Most of the hotels, because of the high cost of borrowing and investment in tourism, are very expensive, all right? Very rarely will you get a hotel that is 20 cities. That is comfortable, you understand? So what we have got to do is to look at the possibility of having very, very, very cheap order. Right now, if you go to a hotel in Kumasi and you want air conditioning and you want air, you naturally will get it. 500 CDs is too much. For $100 being the minimum for a comfortable hotel, while another in America is $30, $50. And how many Ghanaians can afford taking all your children to go in? So let's say we look at, we have to also be innovative. And for us, if we look at, let's say, during the holidays, the long holidays, we identify four or five schools with good boarding facilities for people to go, you know, maybe stay in the dormitories. And it's been done before. In Britain, they had holiday camps, which were very, very cheap. Because when you run out, people go at Easter, they go on what the crusade and everything. Mm-hmm. They sleep well. Mm-hmm. So if we can cater and get good, so that they have access to water, access to good sanitary facilities, access to health and all that kind of thing, good entertainment, then at least we still can encourage people to start moving. And it's very vital to us, because if I meet a lot of people and ask them, and they say some of them have never been in the mass, some of them have never been in the mass. When you talk about all the time, that they think it's, you know, far away. But these are beautiful places. Mm-hmm. For Ghanaians to see that we have places like that, with a history, with people there who are just like you. It's not far away. They're not British. You have people who know England, know mm-hmm. France, know America. I don't know anything about that. There's a young lady from who was an Ashanti who didn't even know her hometown. And people only go to their hometowns when they go for a few months. That is a form of tourism, so we also have to use that.
The senior minister, Osafo Mafo, says tourism is a sector that can be developed at less cost.
I would say that one area we have not looked at in terms of earning foreign exchange are things related to culture, the arts, the music, and the rest of them. This is an area we make money with very little investment because people are gifted to perform what they do. I think that as a nation, we need to pay a lot of attention to the culture and the related issue. It has been possible for different arms of government display. And we've got to identify these various gifts and arms, tap into it, and it won't be difficult to have a platform specifically to develop this section of our gifts, our potential for earning foreign exchange for Ghana.
The Minister of Tourism, Creative Arts and Culture, Catherine Ablima-Feku, at a Ghana Culture Day celebration held recently, said the country's culture needs to generate income for individuals and revenue for the country.
Culture is an important element in tourism development, but its principal importance is in the enrichment of our own lives as a people. My ministry will assist less endowed traditional authorities to document their culture and history so as to bring to the fore the full range of Ghana's cultural tapestry. The development and support for our national culture will take into consideration our unity in diversity and recognize the value of culture as an instrument for validating ourselves as an African people, apart from celebrating our intrinsic cultural systems, and also to showcase the richness of our culture to the rest of the world.
Ghana is blessed with a rich heritage. I would say this is a country adorned with all kinds of natural resources like the Big Tree in Oda, forts and castles like the Cape Coast, Elmina, and the St. George's Castle. Waterfalls like the Kintampo Falls in the Bunuafu region, Boti Falls in the Eastern region, and the Wuli Falls in the Volta region. We also have mountains like Afajato in the Volta region, Ebri Mountain in the Eastern region. We also have the Boabing and Fiema Monkey Sanctuary at Nkraza in the Bunuafu region. There is also the Hippo Sanctuary at Wichao in the Upper West region, in addition to all shapes and shades of rocks. It is hoped that tourism 60 years on will not only be a national issue, but Ghana will be at the top on the international ladder of tourism.
That was a special